I had a dream about a book. A big, thick book.
Was it a good book?
I wouldn't call it good.
Do you recall the title?
My 2-Minute Novel.
Now, are you sure that's a novel?
There were hundreds of pages.
What'd they have, like one word on each page?
It had my entire life.
Who was the author?
I was. My name was on the cover.
Wow. Tell me your dream.
I was in a bookstore. I think it was in Piccadilly.
Piccadilly Circus?
I think so.
When I saw the book, and when I opened the cover, my life flashed before my eyes.
Are you a fast reader?
My life was like a movie, all pressed together.
Don't take this wrong, but are you sure you didn't die?
I did. That book was my entire life.
So you got to the end?
Yeah.
And then you woke up?
No, I was still dreaming.
So there's more to your dream?
There was more to my book.
The afterlife.
Not in that one.
Maybe a sequel.
Are you making fun of me?
Well, what did it say on the page? Words?
It wasn't what I saw on the page. It's what I saw in the page.
You saw your life.
It was my life, but a life I never lived.
They say that after we die, our life flashes before our eyes.
But they didn't say it would be a book.
A fast one, too.
At least I'm still alive.
Well, now you have something to look forward to.
You mean dying and reading about it?
Well, at least getting a flash out of it. I'm sorry, I'm not making fun.
Do you have any idea what that dream meant?
Not really.
It still bothers me.
Well?
Okay, here's something. Something Mojo once said. The Buddha taught that there is no birth and no death.
The Buddha taught that?
Yeah, that's what they say. He said, our belief that birth and death are real creates an illusion that causes us a great deal of pain.
Birth and death aren't real?
Well, the Buddha said when we understand that, we can't be destroyed. We are liberated from fear.
Did he really say we can't be destroyed?
Really? When you understand that, it's a huge relief. We can enjoy life, and we can appreciate life in a new way.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a wow, all right.